launch their business. The excitement level I've never seen. I haven't seen this high in so many ways. So it did what it was intended to do. Hopefully this presentation will help you understand why we have such an event and why it's different than any other event. So let's go ahead and get into this. I don't know if I want to get too much into the theory, but let's take you back a second. You're all Royal Ambassadors, okay? You're all now Royal Ambassadors. Right now, you're all in some tropical island somewhere in the world, and I'm talking to you from Barbados. So here you are. You're all very wealthy, very accomplished Royal Ambassadors. Now, the reason why you are sitting on a tropical island enjoying your life is because you have a business that's functioning. And that's a business that's functioning in a particular way. Productive. People know what they're doing. Events are happening. They're happening without you necessarily having to poke your nose in it, and so forth. These events, these succession of events, we call the rhythm of the business. Now, they're not random events. Each event leads to something, an outcome. Now, just to give you somewhat of a little bit of a background, working in harmony with these rhythms produces balanced growth and momentum, and these rhythms are marked by successive events, large and small, each being an ABC. Now, let me just show you something for a second. Holding a glass in my hand. Now, if I ting this glass, you just heard the natural frequency of the glass. Now, it's true that if I can match that pitch with a strong voice, or magnify my voice through an amplifier, but I hit that note, what's going to happen is the glass is going to, because the glass is a structure, okay? It's a structure. It's defined by its shape, and it's defined by the material that composes the glass. And that you're hearing is the natural frequency of the glass. Now, if I sing that note, the glass is going to start to expand and contract. It's going to vibrate because I'm harmonizing with that note. Well, if I keep singing that note, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, increasing the amplitude of those oscillations until the glass itself cannot support that movement and it fractures. So in other words, if I hit the note at the right frequency, I'm going to increase the amplitude. Well, if you think of your business as a structure, which it is, a Royal Ambassador business, multitude of people doing a multitude of things, if we hit the note, the right frequency, the right rhythm, or rhythms, because they're harmonics as well, then we're going to increase the amplitude. And the amplitude means the level of activity, the growth, etc. But if we hit the wrong notes, we could actually be doing the opposite. We could be impeding the growth of the business and not even realizing it. I'll give an example of that. You have two big events a week apart in one city. Is that a good thing? Well, if you don't understand the rhythm of the business, it's like having a superstar come to town and overexposing them. It's not going to have the impact that having that person come to town at the right time of the month, where you're in a particular launch pattern, where you really need to close some people and get them over that hurdle. That's when you want that big A. But if you have that A, and you have that A, and you have that A again, you have that A again, then there's no bigness in it. And you lose the impact of having just one A at the right time. You follow? So knowing how and when to set up these events is all part of the Nican rhythm. Now, let's just talk about ABC, because every event is an ABC. Let's be clear about that. The A is something that offers third-party credibility, experience, knowledge, and some type of a personal success story. Validation, in other words. The B is the newbie. We know this. We know this ABC concept when we're talking about our one-on-one. But let's expand it, because it's a concept. It's a principle. It's not just a situation. It's not just a one-on-one. It's a principle. And so B would be the apprentice who basically is facilitating C's process. And the job of the B in any event is to shut up and listen to the A. You know what happens when a B starts talking in the middle of the A's presentation. It completely undermines the effect of the A and can even confuse the C. So the B's job is just to sit there and listen. And when asked at the appropriate moment, the A will turn to the B, or the C will turn to the B and say, "Is this true?" Or tell them your story. Tell them how that affected you. And then the bee is talking. And it's at that point in time that the bee offers validation of what the A has been presenting. So the A presents information to the C. The B validates A's information. Why do we do this? Because we want the C to become a B and the B to become an A. We want people to advance. And so in every ABC, there's an A, there's a B, and there's a C, and C is the person we're targeting. They're the target audience. Okay, so that's pretty clear, pretty simple, straightforward. Now, just to take that one step further, there's any number of A's. An A could also be an audio tape or a CD. An A could be a webcast. An A could be, any type of presentation, etc. An A can also be a tool that you leverage because the tool's doing the talking. And you, the B, validates what the tool's saying. So that's how we can take the principle and learn to understand it at a larger level. So now, when we look at the Niken business, and what's going to support our royal ambassadorship, let's look at a schematic of the big picture. So here's the big picture. On the left-hand side, as you climb up here, you're increasing your rank. And presumably, as you increase your rank, that means you know a little bit more about what you're doing in the business. The higher up you go, the more competent you become. It's not necessarily true, but we're talking about the ideal. On the right-hand side, we have the roles and responsibilities that an individual goes through based on those rhythms, okay? So that's you as the CEO versus you as your business. Successful business and a competent CEO is going to create a very nice life and lifestyle, okay? So that green line is the ideal growth curve. In other words, the shortest distance between two points, this being the person just joining the business, and this person being a royal ambassador like you are on a beach somewhere in the world watching this webcast, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Now, in reality, is that what it looks like? You go from zero to hero in Niken on a straight line?
Not again.
No, it's kind of a, sometimes you circle around a bit and then you get back on track and so forth, right? Without the wellness track, without the Niken rhythm, without an understanding of competence, The road to getting from here to there can be a very long and twisted and winding one, and you never know really if you're on course or not if you're not really checking against something. And that's why a lot of times, my experience of growth in Niken has been, I've watched other people not grow as quickly. I went Royal Diamond in 5 years, 7 months. I had my first $100,000 check in that time frame in Niken. So why did it take me less time than it takes others? Some people get caught up, at the silver level or the gold level, and they sort of circle around a while and not even sure that they're off the track. They don't even know. So we need some type of a pathway, and we need some guidelines to know if we're on the right track. Now, let's take a look at your first stepping stone in Niken. This is what I call the snowflake. It takes a snowflake to make a snowball. It takes a snowball to make a snowman. Okay? A healthy cell to make a healthy organ to make a healthy body. The healthy cell in Niken, the launching point of your business, the foundation of your business, is someone sitting in a Niken certified wellness home and has at the very least attended Humans Being More. These are the two components, because this is a step towards success in the business. But HBM is a step towards success in your mind, which is what the chief executive officer has to have, is a very smart attitude, a very clear belief system, and make some concrete decisions in their business, right? So the horizontal axis relates to you as a CEO. The vertical axis relates to achievement in your business. And it most certainly is an achievement when somebody owns their own wellness home, and it's certainly an achievement when they're a graduate of HBM. Do you agree?
Mike, there's something on this line that's... this is Carol. There's something on the line that...
Yeah, just...
sounds like kind of scraping or something.
Yeah, you got to talk it out. Right? If somebody came in on Skype... Skype, that's usually a problem.
If you think you're making noise, guys, just hit star 6. That will mute you out, and then if y'all have questions, I'll use star 6 to come back in.
Good idea.
If you're in a car, okay. Please, star 6 also.
Star 6. Okay, I think we got it. I'm not hearing the feedback. All right, so now you could say the point that somebody is introduced to NECAN, they're a potential consumer, to the point that they become a certified NECAN Wellness Home owner and have attended HBM, that process is a process of discovery. That's why we call it discovery. But now they're sitting in that home with the right understanding and the philosophy of NECAN. They're now in a position to actually really live NECAN, right? Now we move into the live it phase. And the next piece of this is, of course, sharing it, right? Taking it to the next level is about sharing it. Now, and that's how you're going to grow your business. Now, to support us at this moment in time, we have an ongoing curriculum at NECAN University, Advanced Leadership Communication, NECAN MBA. Over here, we have the Wellness Track operating system to support us in learning how to be competent in our business, okay? So here you are. You got somebody who is poised and ready to take on the world and become a very successful NECAN Wellness consultant. Does this all make sense so far?
Yes.
Oh, you're all muted out. Okay. I'll assume that's a yes. Just nod your heads. I can see some of you on video here. I went the wrong way. Hang on a second. Okay. So now, to grow our business in the ideal fashion, in a straight line, we're going to take these baby steps, and we're going to climb this ladder, so to speak. So you join NECAN, you become a NECAN partner, a partner in the Platinum Partners, for instance. Now, to get from where you are right now, all you did was sign an application by your product, so you moved up. You took an action step. That doesn't mean you actually know how to do anything yet. Okay, so that's how we're climbing the ladder. The vertical means we've taken a step, we've performed action that's resulted in an outcome. We're now a partner in NECAN, we've got our NECAN products, and now we're going to move over this way. How do we move from here to here? We have to learn something. We have to learn how to do our NECAN business. And the very first thing that we need to learn is what we do on a daily basis. And what we do on a daily basis is we learn how to contact and invite people and engage them in the process. That's the first and fundamental step in getting successful in NECAN, is contacting and inviting people on a daily basis. If you're not prepared to learn that competency, the rest will elude you. And so, and we've mentioned this to the Platinum Partners a number of times, that contact and invite is perhaps the single most important training and exercise you can possibly learn, because it's almost as if it's the one thing that can make it or break it for you. Once you get past that, well, the rest is much easier to learn, but it's all fueled by that first initial competency. And so spend the appropriate time with your new people so that you know that they know. Not that you think that they know, but you know that they know what they're doing when it comes to contact invite. It's so critical in their ability to get past a week, a month, 90 days in this business. Most people will quit after talking to three people because they were shot down cold and their ego can't handle it. You know, they're too vulnerable. So it's really important that we take the time to help them. And so over here on the right-hand side here, you see the arrow as it's going in this direction, I guess on the screen it would be this way. The arrow's going that way means you're in the learn-apply phase. So I'm learning how to contact and invite, and I'm applying it by contacting and inviting. Well, guess what happens? Remember, the track is designed so that as you learn and apply, you produce a result. And now you start moving up the ladder. Now, that means you've got some people joining your business, and you're now teaching those people. So the vertical axis, the next step is not only learning it, but then teaching it. So you learn it, apply it, and it's through the learning applying phase that you actually grasp the first part of it. So you're now a very competent partner. So this is an incompetent partner. This is a competent partner. They're on the green line. Remember, the green line is the track. If we're off the track, we're missing something. We've got to move on to the track. And that is, I've learned how to contact and invite people. Now I've got some people.
I would click there.
Now what? Now I've got to teach those people. Because for me to go from here to here, which is an advancement in rank, I need to teach. So that's our process. Learn, apply, teach. Apprentice, coach, mentor, okay? Now, by applying the daily activity and teaching the daily activity, you're going to duplicate. Duplication is going to lead to advancement in rank. And now you're a new silver. Are you a competent silver? No, because you're not on the green line. So you are a silver in rank, but you're an incompetent silver by our definitions. Now, do you know any incompetent silvers? Lots, right? Or I think the terminology you guys might also use is functional silver or non-functional silver. Somebody who's a silver in rank, but they're not functioning at the silver responsibility. They need to learn the roles and responsibilities of a silver and apply the roles and responsibilities to get to the next level in the business. Okay, so now let me just let's just look at these words, personal and local. When you join Niken and you buy your Niken Wellness Home, you've made a personal decision. You've stepped out and said, I'm going to take personal responsibility for my health, my home, my well-being, my finances. But when you stepped out and started telling other people about it, sharing Niken, and you start attracting people and you achieve the rank of silver, what you effectively have done is become a local leader in the wellness movement. So you've moved from what I'm doing for myself in my home, and now it's you've made an impact. You've had an impact in a local way, okay? Now, to become a competent silver, I need the next piece of the puzzle. What do I need to learn and apply? I need to learn and apply whatever the system tells me I need to learn and apply in order for me to be a functional silver. In this case, what that means is I need to learn how to do wellness home briefings. I need to learn how to host them and strategy sessions on a weekly basis. Because if I'm not hosting wellness home briefings and strategy sessions on a weekly basis as a silver, then I am an incompetent silver, and I'm no longer on the green curve, and I'm no longer duplicating. I no longer am in control of the growth of my business. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But can you do, yeah, okay. So you see now that we're filling out the steps in the process. Contact and invite, lead them to a wellness home briefing, followed by a strategy session, and what should result in that is a new partner. So the silver's role is to be involved on a daily and weekly basis with the new partner so that the new partner can take a prospect and help them become a partner, an A, B, C. Okay? Now, it goes on from there. When you're a silver and you're an incompetent silver because you haven't done anything yet, you haven't learned what to do to take charge of your business, we learn how to start hosting. We start hosting events for our new partners. And as we host events for our new partners, more new partners come on, our new partners become advanced in silver in rank, and now we advance in rank to the level of gold. Are we a competent gold? No. We just achieved the rank. We still don't know what it means to function at that rank. But we are now a very competent silver. Even though we're gold, I would say you're a very competent silver because you've at least replicated that three times. That wasn't an accident. You had something to do with that. And so golds are very competent silvers, but they're not yet competent golds. However, you have gone up to another level, and that level is municipal leader. You're now somebody, I don't know what the terminology in the States is, but, you know, a small town, maybe a small city, you're now a leader in the city, a leader in the town. And you'll notice this, because you'll look at your leaders in Niken, you can say, you know what, you're right. Their leadership is geographically organized. Like, diamonds have businesses that span the country, but typically, platinums have businesses that span the states, or maybe a couple of states. So they're regional leaders, versus golds who are municipal leaders, versus silvers who are local leaders. You follow how you can start to see how this very much looks like an organization, whether we were talking about a religious organization, a corporate organization, a political organization, it pretty much resembles that. And good news, because it has to. If it doesn't, there's no hierarchy of needs. There's no hierarchy of responsibility, and you end up spinning all the plates.
the time.
Oh, cupcake.
Jerry, you're not muted.
All right. So now, we're an incompetent gold. We need to learn and apply some stuff. And so what do we learn and apply? Well, a gold's level of responsibility includes organizing activities around the monthly calendar. That's not the silver's job or the new partner's job, but it is the gold's job. If you're a gold and you're not organizing monthly events for your team, then you're not yet operating as a functional gold. Well, one of those events took place this past weekend, or Friday night, where golds, and I say golds, I mean golds who are operating as functional golds. They may have been a diamond in rank or a platinum in rank, but they were acting as a gold on behalf of the people in their team who are prospects, partners, and silvers. They organized an event in their living room. And they invited all the people who are prospects, partners, and silvers into their living room so they could host this mid-month event, which we pulled together by way of webcast to create that sizzle, that excitement, and so forth. And that's what that event was. It was a monthly event. Now, going on from there, because we are now teaching all of these things, we're teaching our silvers, we have people following behind us, we advance in rank to platinum, we become a regional leader. Now we have to learn and apply those things on a quarterly basis. Hence, NECAN is working with platinums to roll out the quarterly events. The NECAN quarterly events are coordinated with platinums. This is the model around which they're operating. And on top of that is the HBM, which is also a quarterly rhythm. So platinums are being called upon, when they achieve the rank of platinum, to step up and start helping to facilitate and put on these regional events, which are components of advancing our business. Okay? So I can go on from there. There's a semi-annual rhythm for the diamonds at a national level. In this case, it's the advanced leadership. Then there's a international level on behalf of the world.
Uh-oh.
Mike, can you hear me? I can't hear you. Nope, can't hear you. Not at all. I see your lips moving. we lost you, man.
That video.
Get real close where you can read your lips. Well, that can only be Tom.
Right?
What's that?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, he's going to write something down, buddy. Two syllables. Here it comes. Let's see what he writes down here. What's it say?
I'm going to chat.
Did you mute? No, it didn't mute. Yeah. You dialing your cell phone mic? Chat me.
This is how third world countries operate.
Well, that's the carrier pigeon.
Well, we're independent. NECAN Wellness Consultant.
Mike now lost the presentation. Or is he coming back in? Let me see something. Mike, can you hear me?
I'm the whole thing.
I think he's dialing back in right now. There it is. Hello. There you are.
All right. I don't know what happened there. Okay, so where did I lose you? A national, regional, where did I lose you?
Yeah, we're good. National.
Okay, so nationals, diamonds are national. Their business is national. They're responsible for the semi-annual rhythm. Hence, you find diamonds at advanced leadership. They're co-facilitating that with NECAN. International is the role and responsibility of the Royal Diamonds. Hence, you find them at national conventions, and they're also the key players at the NECAN MBA, which is an annual event. And then, we're not there yet, but eventually we will have a Royal Ambassador function at the global level, where on a triannual basis they'll be involved in the World Convention Summit, which happens every 3 years. The NECANN World Convention is a triannual event. So now you start to see how the ranks deal with the scope of their business and their leadership. You know, a Royal Ambassador is a global business. A Royal Diamond is an international business. A Diamond is a national business. A Platinum is a regional business. Now, some of you may fall slightly outside these benchmarks, but for all intents and purposes, they definitely fall within these parameters, okay? Now, superimpose the ABC concept on this. Let's take an example. You're a silver, and you're a local leader, and you're hosting wellness home briefings and strategy sessions on a weekly basis for your new partners. In this case, you're the A, your new partner is the B, and the prospect is the C, okay? The prospect being the target audience. So, of course, the wellness home briefing and the strategy session is designed to deliver information about the NECANN opportunity, products, and business plan so that your prospect moves from being a C to being an A, and your partner learns how to move from being a partner to being a silver. So there's our whole teaching learning process. That's why the ABC is such a beautiful model for how we learn to advance in the business and how each event and each function helps this whole process along. Strip away a wellness home briefing and a strategy session and what you got left. Now, a wellness home briefing and a strategy session is the same thing as saying the business, the products, the plan, okay? We just singled it out as events. Now, you can hardly see this, but what it does say is on a daily basis, new partners are responsible for learning how to contact and invite. They learn this in a function called the partnering process. So the education that a new partner receives is the partnering process education. Contained within the partnering process education is the contact invite on a daily basis scripts. Okay? Now, the next piece of this is the launch strategy. That's the core competency that's taught a new silver. And now the silver is the A, the partner is the B. Let's see. Did we lose something here? Ah, here we go. So, in the ABC, in this case, wellness home briefing, strategy session, that happens on a weekly basis. On a daily basis, a C is always called in for an ABC. So this is another role that a silver can play, is by being called in on the phone in an ABC where this partnering process is concerned. Now, a silver, they have to become proficient at launching new partners. So their core competency is that of a launch strategy. As we advance to the rank of gold, we're going to need to learn how to pull our team together. We need to start thinking team, because now we need to help cultivate leadership within our group. We need to encourage our silvers to become active in launching their partners rather than us doing it for them all the time. Otherwise, you're going to sit there and you're going to be juggling all the plates. When do we start teaching this? Right away. We need to teach competencies right away so that we build independence in our organization rather than dependence. Now, if you're somebody who really, you know, likes the stage, trust me, you're going to like the stage as a Royal Ambassador a lot better if you follow this track than the stage as a Diamond who's spinning all the plates and has really little hope of getting to Royal Ambassadors because you can't duplicate. Because everything goes if you make it go, and it doesn't go if you don't make it go. And trust me, I'm talking from experience. I know people who are Diamonds who don't have the luxury of what I think a Diamond business ought to provide, okay? And that's because they haven't built in competencies. They've built in dependencies. Makes sense, huh? So now, a gold, their role as an A is to help these partners advance to silver. So we had a thing called a mid-month event, and the target audience of the mid-month event is the new partner who's already in the business. Prospects are invited, but the target audience was the new partner. What Terry was looking for, what I was looking for, what the people who were hosting these mid-month events in their home were looking for Friday night wasn't necessarily prospects who say, I want to join the business. They were looking for people who say, I want to launch my business. There's a difference. We've already gotten to them to this point. We got to get them to this point now. It's moving a partner to making a committed decision to launch. And so that's what the mid-month event is designed for. It's designed to get the partner to move on. And so you need an A. There's the gold. You need a B. There's the silver. And the target audience in this case is the partner. So the mid-month event, ABC, is designed to move the partner to wanting to become a silver, meaning taking a partner who decides to launch their business in a focused way. Okay? Now, in addition to that, the weekly support that's offered by the gold, because they're doing two things. They're doing a mid-month event once a month, but they're also doing a weekly event called the Getting Aligned Meeting. And this is what Terry was referring to that he was on last week and what I was doing at 9 o'clock this evening. I was hosting an event for moving my partners onto silver, okay? That's what it was about. The target audience in this case was the people who joined the business. And the focus of the Getting Aligned Meeting is getting them prepared to launch their business. So we prepare people to launch their business on a weekly basis in that team strategy session. So I was wearing the gold hat when I was doing that meeting. You follow?
Yep.
Okay.
This is Terry. Just for a conversation's sake, because where we are launching this and everybody's getting their arms wrapped around being a part of Platinum Partners for the previous 3 weeks. Now, there's several goals on here. They don't have access to the webcast. On the Get Aligned meeting, is this something they do via a conference call where they print off, say, the Wellness Track workbook, or what is that?
Yeah, there's a tool in the gold. Go into the Wellness Track, go into the gold toolbox, and you'll see all the information you need around a Getting Aligned meeting, how to organize it, how to host it, what the agenda is, so you have a specific agenda. Now, I was on a call this afternoon with a think tank, and we made a decision because we had a bunch of you feedback. By the way, if you haven't, please do. Go to the Wellness Blog. Get onto the Wellness Network. Click Wellness Blog, and please, you'll see there's a poll. Click on the poll and vote. We need your input. But we made some decisions about, you guys requested support in various, we gave you five things to choose from in terms of what you thought was important. One of the things that came up, we're responding to, and we're going to have a, I forget the name of it, we called it something, we're going to have a Wellness Network live chat. We're going to put that together. We're going to send a poll to the blog to you guys on the blog section because we want to know when you want us to do it. We're going to take various times. You're going to vote, and whatever is the most popular time, that's when we're going to do it. We're going to have Wellness Network live chat. Now, the Wellness Network live chat is where all of us, kind of like on this call, but on a larger scale, includes all the other members of the think tank, are going to congregate to deal with issues. It doesn't matter what your rank are. However, there is going to be an agenda, and the agenda is going to be a mirror of what's the agenda in that Getting Aligned meeting, because we want to teach you how to conduct a Get Aligned meeting. So you might as well witness one, and then you'll start to get a hang of how to do it. But you can do it on a conference call. You can do it in your home. You can plug your silvers, if your silvers are in other states or other cities, onto a conference line, and you go through the agenda. But the bottom line is there is an agenda. And that meeting's designed to take people through the workbook in the first half of the meeting, and then the second half of the meeting is for you as a gold to work with your existing people who are in launch mode to help them hone their skill. For instance, some of you we've done some calls with where we said, okay, how many calls did you make? How many people did you have attend the meeting? Those ratios are not right. Let's zone in on that. Let's find out what's being said. You got the contact invite skill down, so it's really an opportunity for you as a gold to help with your silvers learn the competencies, to be your gold mentor, helping your silvers as coaches teach their new partners those refined skills. And so how often should you do it? Once a week. You know, if you've got a growing, I used to have it at breakfast. My session used to be a Tuesday morning breakfast. That breakfast meeting became very popular, and people were It was always around 7 or 7:30 in the morning, so they're coming to it before work. Whatever time suits you, but if you've got a growing business in a local area, you should be meeting with your leaders on a weekly basis to greet the new people who joined, to work with the ones who are in launch mode. So you guys are doing that anyway. Just this is a little bit more organized, a little bit more formal. Now, and that's what we call the team alignment strategy. So what's the competence a gold is learning? Team alignment strategy. What's the competence a silver is learning? Launch strategy. What's the competence a partner's learning? Partnering process. So these are the competencies. And then what's the competence of Platinum's learning? The regional team strategy, because now they have a regional team. So what's the Platinum doing? They're doing a quarterly event, and they're doing a monthly event. On a quarterly basis, they're co-hosting a regional event, such as the NECAN quarterly event. They're also helping out in organizing the Humans Being More. In that capacity, they're an A. The B is the gold. The silver is the C. So the quarterly events, do you realize there's a reason why they have a gold panel? What's the job of a B? To validate, remember? A is the presenter. B validates the information presented. So that's why the quarterly event has a gold panel, because we're going to feature the golds. They're the Bs. We want to hear their testimonies. We want to hear their stories. Why? Because life is better in NECAN as a gold than it is as a silver. And so if we feature the golds, the silvers want to become gold. It creates the tension, the structural tension, to pivot them and cause them to make some decisions about moving forward. So the next quarter doesn't look like the last quarter. That's why the quarterly event has a segment in it that's specifically designed to perform this ABC function. On a monthly basis, the Platinums are encouraged to have a Platinum mentoring call. Here's where the Platinum helps the Golds build their credibility working with Silvers. Because what is a Platinum? A really competent Silver. If a Gold is a competent Silver, what is a Platinum? A really competent Silver. Because a gold is a silver with 3 silvers, a platinum, generally speaking, is a platinum with 6 silvers. That means you've done it 6 times versus 3 times, which means you're that much better at it. So who should be doing the talking? The platinum should be coaching the silver on learning what they need to learn, how to perfect the launch strategy. That's what the silver needs to learn. And the gold is there helping in that call, co-facilitate that call to build the relationship between the golds and the silvers and so forth. So this is the structure. So platinums, at some point in time, we hope you're going to switch that switch on, where once a month you have a call and you have to be silver or above to be on it. Now, if I was not a silver and I was new to the business and I knew that there was a platinum mentoring call where I got to be on a call with my upline platinum and learn about the trade secrets, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to want to get to silver in a hurry. Another reason to drive people to launch their business. Make sense?
Yeah.
Totally.
Now, Diamonds, their role is to develop a national team strategy. I love the word team is always in here, because they got to have a team. And that's what it's all about. Your 6 + 500 is build a team. Now, Diamonds perform the Advanced Leadership and Communication semi-annual. That happens twice a year. And they're there along with co-facilitating platinums, and the target is the gold. That's why you have to be a gold to attend. And here they're going to focus on what the golds need to learn, which is the team alignment strategy. So this is why the NECAN rhythm is designed the way it is. Every event has an A, a B, and a C. A, who's the main presenter, B, who validates the information for personal experience, and C, who's the target audience. Can you imagine if every one of these events was just a wellness preview? How boring it would be to be a NECAN? There'd be no advancement in information, no advancement whatsoever in motivation. And so That's why each event has to have a specific flavor and a target audience. Let me just advance quickly here. Well, you know this pool analogy, right? So we don't really need to go through that. But there you go. That's the rhythm and the ABC and how that also fits together.
So Mike, now, like I said, we'll go back real quick because I know someone might be thinking this. If I'm a platinum or gold listening to this call, and, you know, as a lot of people have opened up the wellness track and they see the pretty colors right off the bat, and a lot of times they say that there's a lot of information all at once. And one of the things that I think really the people have been participating in this call and through your mentorship is really starting to understand how it unravels, because, you know, some people say there's a lot of words and yada, yada, yada. But as it starts to unfold, the roles of everybody starts to come in alignment. As for example, I don't think even myself fully understood what the mid-month, I knew what it, we've always done certain things, okay? But you're also talking about, you know, 99.9% of NECAN, what I believe we've all done, is we've done events where we put ourselves on stage and not get out of the way of the other people. And not intentional, I don't believe the other people do that intentionally, but, you know, from this mid-month event, it was definitely apparent that that's a perfect place for the goals, and everybody got the good understanding of that role. As we unfold and go forward, is this something now everybody basically on this call, they're stepping up through the track, they're starting to become functional silvers, and as they move up, because, you know, some people might feel like they might get a little bit overwhelmed to have to understand this information all at once, and we're going to step through this thing as we have understanding the process?
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. We're slightly at a disadvantage because you were not born and raised on this. And had you been born and raised on this, all of this would be hindsight. You'd be looking back at all times. You know, we go back to this example. Here. You would be, you know, let's say you're a gold distributor right now. You have the benefit of everything preceding this. You would have had the experience of the contact invite training, of the partnering process training, of the launch strategy training. You'd have all that in your, because you've gone through it all as part of your growing process. So now, if I'm moving you from gold to being a competent gold, and I say, now you need to do the mid-month event, you've been participating in a mid-month event. You know what happens there, but now you're getting the conscious awareness of it. So for you, it's like saying, oh, that's what that was for. You know, I always wondered about that. It was so exciting. It was this, that. And now you get, it's like this. It's instant recall, because now you're just getting a new perspective. But the disadvantage we have right now is that we're laying all these tracks down. You know, all of you have done these to varying degrees and called them various things, but never quite understood how A plus B equals C, how they all fit together in a very highly defined structure. So you're now getting the awareness of how some of the events that you've been conducting in your NECAN careers have played a role. Now, rather than doing it by accident, we're going to do it on purpose. We're going to do it on purpose with rhythm so that we can create that expansion and so forth. That's what learning it from this perspective is about. So keep in mind that, in all fairness to you, that having to lay the tracks and do it for the first time while at the same time you're being given the higher understanding is not easy. But that's really, you know, those are the challenges we face as emerging leaders as we roll this thing out. But I'm telling you, and as I told you before, throw yourself in it. It will start to explain itself as you go through it. We'll always give you a little bit so that you can reflect back. We'll give you a little bit and you can reflect back. Now, we had a mid-month event. Some of you were participating in that mid-month event. Now you understand why it was necessary and why it's going to be needed next month. Well, next month there's the NECAN convention. But on a local level, there's no reason why you can't do a mid-month event. But now you're going to understand, why do we need to have a mid-month event every month? Well, because if we don't have a mid-month event every month, how are we going to convert the new people who join the business into launchee prospects, into people who really make the commitment? Make the decision to launch. Remember, an event triggers a response in the target audience. It gets them to commit to the next level. Well, if you're a partner, the next level is going for silver. Launching your business is what that next commitment is. And so we need a vent that sells them on that. So, you know, in recap, the partnering process sells a prospect on becoming a partner. The launch strategy and everything that entails around that, which is the mid-month event, sells the partner on going and launching their business, resulting in a silver ship. Then the quarterly event with the silver being the target audience sells the silver on why they would rather be a gold. And if you do your quarterly events right and you really feature those gold stories, I remember when I was a gold, I got my first Nikan car. In fact, I got my first new car when I was a new gold. You know, that's an exciting story. And a silver can identify with that. They sure as heck cannot identify with a Royal Diamond or a diamond. And so you're wasting your event if all you do is showcase your diamonds and Royal Diamonds, because they can't relate. That's too far down the road. They can't see that far. But they can see the next step and so forth. And so, you know, the next event is going to sell the golds on why they need to make a focused effort in the next quarter and get the platinum ship done.
Mike, I'd like to see if there's anybody has any questions out there.
Oh. Arnie, I don't have any questions, but I sure appreciate your question because that was helpful, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Mike. Steve, I don't have a question either. This is brilliant. I've seen this slide before. I'd never heard it spoken to, and it just really all makes sense now.
Cool.
Yeah, this is Steve Curran. This has been kind of a light bulb moment for me. I'm kind of new at this. I'm starting to really get my hands around the contact and invite stuff. And seeing this laid out this way, you know, when I talk to people and I say I'm forming a wellness organization or a wellness team of people, partners, now I've got like some meat behind that in my own head as to what I'm doing. This has been real cool. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you. I tell you, that goes a long way because, remember, confidence is a vibration. And vibration is what attracts. And so if this level of understanding has upped your notch of confidence, just even that little bit, that's going to have an effect. And I relate the word confidence and competence. They're kind of one and the same. Because somebody who's really confident and is competent is powerful. Any other questions? I see a chat message here. That was old. You can hear me now.
Mike, there's a few people I know listening that are on. Maybe we get some feedback on what they got from the mid-month event.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, please do.
Not everybody at once.
At our mid-month event, we had at least one particular that I knew of. It was a guest that attended that she's one of these people that has a vision, but one of the things that I think she got out of the event was the camaraderie of the individuals. Seemed like everybody's having a good time and just really enjoyed each other, and they wasn't really prospecting her. She got, as you had suggested on a previous call, kind of be a fly on the wall and get to hear all the secrets. But she got down in it pretty deep, and I think it really motivated her.
You know, that's a nice way of putting it because remember I said if you're going to invite somebody to the mid-month event as a first look, trust me, it's not a first look. Make sure you couch them. Make sure you tell them, hey, what you're coming to is really a behind-the-scenes meeting. This is kind of like something we do for people who are in the business because when they come to an event like that and that's their experience, that you guys are in business? Gosh, this doesn't seem like a business, and especially for the younger audiences. Boy, I tell you one thing. They don't like business meetings that feel business. They want to have fun. They want to know it's a business. They want to know there's some structure, but they want to know it's fun. Priority number one. So we don't do that enough. You know, we simply don't do that enough. And I think that if we started doing more of that, Nikan would become fun for people more so. You know, you spend a lot of time together as consultants, and your Nikan social, the social aspect of Nikan is almost as important, if not sometimes for some people, more important than the business side of it. So this is an opportunity to sort of kill two birds with one stone. Let's have some fun. Let's have a celebration. Let's celebrate. Let's make it casual. Let's not make it staunchy and stiff and formal. You know, that's why I said it's best not to necessarily go to a public venue. Keep it personal. Keep it fun. Have a barbecue. Do something that's fun. You still can deliver a message. You still can have content and organize it in a way that it's professional. Maybe the first half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, is your business content. But then you quickly turn that over into the social event. And a lot of comments that I got, the feedback that I got was just what you said, was that people really liked the dialogue that they had with other people in attendance that was not formal. It was just this interaction that was happening.
I want to talk to Mike.
Yeah, right.
real quick, I know we're about to sign off, but Slater, you came up from San Antonio. You mind sharing what you got from the event?
Yeah, well, I was kind of curious what a mid-month event was, and I'm glad I went since I am a gold, and I'll be holding one myself. But what I got from it was seeing the excitement of 20, 25 people all in a room that share the same feelings that we all do, and then having brand new people speaking up and showing their excitement, which gets the rest of us excited. So I can see where there is a big growth when you have the mid-month where this will really lock in your new partners. So I'm really glad that I went and saw how this is all structured.
Terrific. Well, that's cool. I tell you that, and I like Fleeta, the fact that you've got the vocabulary of this down too. That's awesome, because I know that it's almost like learning a new language what we're doing. But you know what? It is in a sense. We do need some language around this so that we know what we're talking about, so as not to confuse it with things that we've done in the past that are not don't have the same flavor as what we're doing here. There's a flavor to what we're doing. I hope you're starting to see that. There's a real flavor to what we're doing.
Hey, Mike.
You know what?
Yeah.
This is Daniel. This is Daniel Jefferson. That mid-month really helped me, too. That was actually my first time being there. I was kind of nervous to kind of see what was going to go on. But like you said, it was relaxing. I really enjoyed it. And it really got me to think about my personal, why I joined. And I just want to share that with everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. You know, you asked Mike for me, what's real cool? We're hitting only week four, man. Just imagine where we're going to be in 6 months and everybody's got this thing down.
It's exciting, and you guys are the forerunners. You know, you're the platinum partners. You guys are the high-performance team that's setting the trend and the pace, and trust me, people are going to want to follow. You know, I've been blessed to be part of a wave in Nikan. I know what it means to give birth to something. I was one of the founders of Team Diamond. I know. I was there. I remember the very first meeting when there were only five diamonds. And we were all looking at each other thinking, wow, this is the most diamonds there's ever been in a single room since a Nikan convention. And I know what it's like to give birth to something like this, to create a wave, and to be part of that wave. And it is thrilling. We've learned a lot from what we've done in the past, and we know what we need to do to make the future more viable for everybody. So that's really what this is about. It's about teaching roles and responsibilities so that instead of there being a handful of people at the top who are winning, you know, it's armies and a constant flow, because we now know there's a track, you know. We don't want to get stuck on the track and go in circles. We want to go in a straight line. We want to keep going.
Well, thanks, Mike. And really want to close out by letting everybody know, make certain you go to the meeting room. Go to Aaron and my meeting room and make sure you get to a business plan. I will make sure to schedule one at least probably Thursday. There's one every Friday at noon. If you can't get that, Kathy Doman does hers at 11 o'clock Central Time on Saturday. Let's make sure, because everybody here has validated the business and products. Get all your people to make certain they validate the business and products and they've seen the business plan. Drive them to next Monday's call. The best thing I can tell you, if y'all got excited for tonight, man, next week is just absolutely going to set your hair on fire. And because it really aligns everything and makes everything come, brings everything home. So thanks, Mike. I sure appreciate everything you do, my friend.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure working with you. It really is.
All right, I want to sign off. You guys are about to make me cry.